Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing part 18 today, and the subject is divine healing, and the topic we're going back to is God's prescription for life and health. I want you to understand something here. God created the heavens and the earth. In fact, he created everything by his word. So his word has the ability to change situations, to remove situations, or to create healing, or to remove sickness and disease. That's why it's very important to go back to the Word of God, find the promises that deal with healing, put them into our heart, that we can speak them out of our heart by faith at any time. This process must be done on a continual basis, not once a week, not once a month or once a year, but usually a daily process, putting the Word of God into our heart. Let us now go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21, which says, "Do not let them depart from before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." This scripture is actually saying to keep your eyes trained on God's word. Do not look at the circumstances or the symptoms around you or in your life. The word of God is absolute truth, and it is above the fact. The fact may be you have a problem, but the truth is you're delivered and healed. Be like Abraham and consider the word of God rather than your body. Abraham considered the promise of God and not how old he was to have Isaac. We are to be the same. We are to look at the word of God and not to be discouraged by our present circumstances, for the word of God has the ability to change those circumstances. If we do not let them depart from before our eyes, that is the word of God. What you believe in your heart or your spirit will be determined by what you give your attention to. So it's very important to give your attention to the Word of God, because it is the Word of God that will deliver you from any situation and heal you from any situation. The next part of that scripture reads, "Keep them in the middle of your heart." We are to feed the spirit, our spirit man, daily with the Word of God. You cannot live on the word of God that you put in last month or last year. It has to be a daily thing. Just like food, physical food, you have to eat daily. You can't go on one meal for one day per week or one day per month. You need food daily. We are to live in the word of God to keep it alive in our heart or full in our heart. God's word will drive out sickness and disease out of our body if we speak it, if we put it into our heart and we speak it by faith. That sickness and disease will leave. We are to continually feed our spirit man with God's word. Within God's word is God's faith, and our spirit man takes that faith, and our faith is built up in our spirit man. The force of faith needed to overcome the different situations in our life will be produced by the word of God that goes into our spirit man. So that's why it's very important to use and to take in the word of God on a continual basis. Continually feed yourself with God's word, for within God's word is God's faith. That word of God that goes into our spirit man takes the faith from that word, and our force of faith within our spirit man is built up. But it's built up on a continual basis by the word of God. Your level of faith depends on your level of word of God on the inside of you. Let me say this again. Your level of faith depends on the level of God's word inside you. That is inside your spirit man. So faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. We see this in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The faith that you need to overcome every situation, particularly in healing and the healing ministry, depends on the level of word, God's word on the inside of you. Let us now go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, which reads, "For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." In John chapter 6, verse 63, we actually see where it says that God's words are spirit and they are life. The word of God is medicine to your flesh and your body. When we take it on a regular basis, it keeps us healthy and well. If you put the word of God inside your spirit on a continual basis, it will be hard for you to get sick, as it was once hard for you to get healed. If the word of God's put into you on a continual basis, it will be very difficult for sickness to attack you or to come into you or to stay into you. God's prescription for life and health works on a continual, constant basis, whether we are sick or well. Therefore, it's important to put it in on a constant, daily process. When you keep your spirit full of God's word, the healing power from God's word or the anointing or faith will flow into your body. The word continually being health and life to your flesh. It is like the water fountain example I gave you. If God's word is in your heart and it's coming out through your mouth, then it will be very difficult for sickness and disease to come into your body or take a hold of your body. When a natural doctor tells you to take medicine, he says you will recover. Do the same with God's prescription to recover, to stay healthy. Put the word of God into your heart on a daily basis. Believe it, confess it out your mouth, that you're healed in Jesus' name. Let us now go to verse 23 of Proverbs chapter 4. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life, or the forces of life. Out of your spirit man will flow the force of faith. The force of faith is needed to connect with God's word to receive your healing. So that's why it's very important to put God's word into your heart. But there's also a warning here, you'll see. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. We are to protect what goes into our heart. What we see and what we hear will eventually end up into our spirit man. And God says, be very careful what you allow to go into your heart, because your heart is the part, your spirit man is the part that produces the force of faith needed to overcome situations in your life. God's best is for you to live in divine health, to have life continually flowing from your spirit man into your physical man, keeping your body well. Out of the heart flow the forces of life, the fruit of the Spirit. We find this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The force of faith is necessary in receiving healing for your body and to maintain healing in your body. And it's also necessary when praying for people in the healing ministry. God's prescription for life and health is very simple. To take the word of God, which is medicine to our flesh, to take the word of God on a continual daily basis, just like we would take vitamin pills in the natural. God's word heals. God's word delivers us, and God's word is the ultimate truth. I thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this message on God's prescription for life and health. And thank you very much. Till next time. God bless.